Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Eckersley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Niles Nyman. Batting third. The center fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Gossage. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Gossage covering, for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive to center field. Manning throws towards the plate. Ashby fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ashby. Kelly scores. Garr moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. Horta reaches second base with a double. Garr scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Gossage covering, for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of spikes. Coggins reaches second base with a double. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Duffy moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Duffy moves to third. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 1 in the game. Nyman hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive towards the mound. Gossage reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nyman. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duffy moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duffy scores. Kuiper moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 2 in the game. Nyman strikes out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive to right field. Spikes throws towards first. Powell fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Powell. Kelly scores. Garr moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein who is chasing the ball. Horta reaches third base with a triple. Garr scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Rick Waite's now pitching. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to home to get Horta. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spencer. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Lowenstein steals second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. Lowenstein moves to third. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 2 in the game. Broemer hits a fly ball towards left. Lowenstein settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lowenstein. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Coggins takes first base on ball 4. Broemer moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 2 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Duffy is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Gossage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon pinch hits for Niles Nyman. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garr bunts towards the mound. Waits fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chet Lemon now playing center field. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Rich Coggins now playing left field. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 3 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Stan Thomas now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 3 in the game. Dent hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 3 in the game. Broemer hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 3 in the game. Ashby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.